sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Guestwine Motors, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Appleton Building Center. Sports brought to you by Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Prairie Brand Seeds, Whitnable Construction, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, and Chris Wodzinski for House. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to Dawson, the Prestall Fields here in Dawson. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, getting game two underway here between La Caparle Valley and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks in a Camden Conference softball matchup. If the Eagles would happen to win this game, they will be outright Camden Conference champions this year. They just picked up their 17th win of the season as they downed Dawson Boyd in game number one, 5-0. The Eagles was actually a lot closer than that. It was 3-0. The Eagles scored two in the seventh inning. And good pitching performance by Dawson Boyd's Olivia Haas, holding a very good Eagle team to just 6 hits in the game. And she got some good defense behind her. Taylan Jorgensen made a nice catch in game one in foul territory. Madison Hansen, a number of putouts at second base without an error. And it was a really well-played game. Blackjacks, the Eagles come out on top 5-0. Our Neon Needle Subway player of the game is Riley Lund. Eagles were leading 3-0 when Lund came up with a big RBI in the seventh inning. And did very well in the game defensively as well. So Riley Lund is our Neon Needle Subway player of the game in game one. Here we go, game two. Your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Blackjacks are the visiting team here in game two. It'll be Olivia Haas leading off, Maddie Hansen batting second and playing short. Haas will be out in center field. Allie Essling will pitch and bat third. Batting fourth, Maddie Peterson catching. Batting fifth, Kate Dahl. She'll play first base. Taylan Jorgensen will play third base and bat sixth. Natalia Ritter will bat seventh and play left field. Avery Peterson will be out in right field and bat eighth. Madeline Wente will bat ninth and play second base. And the first pitch has been thrown here. Olivia Haas hits the ball foul down the right field line out of play. And we are underway here in game two. Olivia Haas leading it off here for Dawson Boyd. Sawatsky pitching, popped up in foul territory. Kittleson giving chase. And right in front of the fence, unable to make the catch there. Boy, Olivia took some shots at pitching off her leg and off her side of her body in the game one. There's a changeup, swing and a miss. Man, that's can't say enough about Riley Sawatsky's changeup. She had 12 strikeouts in game number one. Here's Maddie Hansen. Now playing shortstop in game two. and the pitch is high. Defensively for Doss, or for Lacapral Valley, Gertis will be behind the plate. Kittleson's at first. Addy Bond at second. Taylor Shelstead playing short. Torrey Bungarden at third. And here's the windup in the pitch to Hansen is a strike. Out in the outfield this game for the Eagles, Claire Borsted's in left, Riley London center, Maddie Matthews in right field. Here's the pitch to Hansen, swing and a miss for strike two. That's your defense. And Sawatsky's in the circle again. Riley's pitched a lot of innings in her career, called strike three. Two outs, and here's the pitcher, Allie Essling. Allie switches off with Olivia Haas, doing the pitching duties for the Blackjacks, and there's a strike. And Riley Sawatsky in the groove right now, as they say. She's bringing the heat, and there's a pop-up. Claire Borsted, the left fielder, camps underneath of it and makes the catch for out number three. That was well hit. Well hit there by Essling, but Claire Borsted in deep left field makes the catch. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for the Eagles. And the, or for the Blackjacks, excuse me, and the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the first. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. They serve Milner Heritage Winery, Rolling Forks Winery, and Grandview Valley Winery wines. Wine tastings, you get 4 1-ounce pours for $7. The West Branch Bloody Mary is an award-winning family recipe. They have pizzas, pretzels, cheese curds, and much more. Bring the family and friends out to West Branch Vineyard. They're located at 2496 160th Street, Dawson. Look them up on Facebook or check out their website at westbranchvineyard.com. That's West Branch Vineyard, owned by Traig and Sarah Wiesman. See you there.
All right, bottom of the first inning. The Eagles coming to bat. It'll be Taylor Shelstead, Riley Lund, Riley Sawatsky, your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. First three batters for the Eagles. Batting fourth is Torrey Bungarden. Batting fifth, Taylor Kittleson. Batting sixth, Isabel Gertis. Batting seventh, Claire Borsted. In the eighth spot is Maddie Matthews, getting the start out in right field. Here's Addy Bond, batting ninth. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Your State Farm Insurance agent, Tony Arata, in Canby and Madison. Here's Taylor Shelstead for Lacapral Valley, facing Allie Essling. Here's the pitch. Shell said it's a strike. Let's see what Taylor did in the first game. Came around and scored twice in the game. There's a swing and a miss. Taylor really gets on base. Two strikes to Taylor Shellstead. Get your defense here for the Blackjacks. Change up. Ooh. Had a lot of spin on it, but that was really slow, and it was an inside for a ball. JV game over there, what was the score, 11-6? 11-6, Lacapral Valley won the JV game. They're playing game two over there as well. One ball, two strikes to Taylor Shelstead. Essling with the mask on, there's a ground ball, hit the second. Wente fields it, throws the first for the out. 4-3 put out, Madeline Wente at second base
this
game.
Batting for Lacapral Valley. The center fielder, number one.
Here's Riley Lund with her knee brace on. And then she hits one over the head of Tanner Peach, the assistant coach for the Eagles, on the first baseline. We will start our section play on Tuesday softball. Hard to believe. Next pitch is a strike to Lund. 0-2 count to Riley. She was our Neonito Subway player of the game in the first game. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Allie Essling picks up her first strikeout.
Now batting for Lacapoil.
And here's Riley Sawatsky.
Riley Sawatsky.
Ready to bat. Facing Essling. This ought to be a good battle. Riley swings at that one. Fouls it back. Out of play. Right by the concession area. One strike to Sawatsky. Essling pitch is a strike. Two strikes to Sawatsky. Did a couple Dawson Boyd softball games this year, and Allie does a fine job pitching. There's ball one. She really puts her whole body behind the pitch. And she'll even give a grunt once in a while. You can hear it from up here. That's good. You like that. Pitch is outside for ball two, 2-2. Tori Bungarten on deck. If Sawatsky get aboard here, there's two outs. He goes out of the home team here in game two. There's a pitch low for ball three. So after getting ahead of Sawatsky 0-2, now it's a full count to Riley. Full count pitch. Here it is. Hits that one foul out of play down the first base side and almost hit a car. There's a lot of vehicles down the right field line. Holy smokes. A lot of people here. Beautiful evening. There's the same pitch and she does the same thing. Down the first base line out of play as well. Riley hanging tough here. It's a big battle between Essling and Sawatsky. And that one is inside, ball four. Good at bat there for Sawatsky. And the Eagles. This is like much like game two when Olivia Haas got the first two batters out, Shelstead and Lund, and then the Eagles come up with a run, scoring on two outs. Ayanna Gibson is running for Sawatsky. So Ayanna Gibson enters the game as a pinch runner. And stepping into the batter's box is senior Tori Bungarten. Here's the pitch. Ooh, behind her. And Gibson's on her way to second. Tori wears number 9. And she was 0 for 3, was hit by a pitch, which really stung. She squares around the bunt, pulls it back. It's a strike. Here goes Gibson to third, and she's out of there. Maddie Peterson, the catcher, throws Gibson out, trying to steal third for the third out.
At the end of one complete.
So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the second. No score between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. We'll be right back.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 325-987-5536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by ABC Appleton Building Center, your home-owned hometown building center downtown Appleton. See them for all your building needs, including dimension lumber, deck material, shingles, and more. They have Larson combination doors and Anderson windows. ABC Appleton Building Center. Brought to you by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
We're going to need Minnesota youth to be prepared to face the challenges the future will bring. Right now, kids in 4-H programs are growing critical skills in science, agriculture, leadership, and more, as well as developing their interests in a variety of different topics. To learn more about 4-H programs near you, go to z.umn.edu/4-H-join.
All right, the Blackjacks batting here in the top of the second. No score here at Presto Field. Maddie Peterson batting, and Maddie just threw out Anna Gibson trying to steal third to end the inning there. And just a perfect throw to Taylen Jorgensen at third. And for the third out of the inning, swing and a miss for strike three. That was quick, three quick pitches. From Sawatsky to Peterson.
The first baseman, number three,
and one out here in the top of the second. Here's Kate Dahl playing first base for Dawson Boyd. Wind up in the pitch by Riley Sawatsky. He's in the dirt for a ball. Well, the tennis team, the Lacapoil Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team, they're in Morris this afternoon. Actually, they're in Osakis taking on Morris. And there's a ground ball foul, and Coach Wente in third base stops it with her foot. Give her an assist there. One ball, one strike to number three, Kate Dahl. Paul Ramo here in Dawson this evening now. Eagles won the first game, 5-0 in a very well-played game. Two balls, one strike to Kate. Riley delivers. Ground ball. Hits the second. Bond fields it. Throws to Kittleson at first. And we have two outs. Here's Taylen Jorgensen, the third baseman.
Batting for Dawson Boyd, the third baseman tonight. Number 21, it is Taylen Jorgensen.
One of my favorite plays in game one was Taylen's outstanding catch in foul territory. Kind of an over-the-shoulder type catch. Here's a ground ball. First pitch hit the Shelstead. Taylor fields it. Throws the first. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Eagles. 6-3 put out. And the score is 0-0. Eagles and the Blackjacks. We'll take a break. Eagles coming to bat.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you. Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
All right, we're back. No score here in the bottom of the second inning. Tori Bungarten, who was at the plate last inning when Gibson was thrown out at third base to end the inning. So Tori's up there again. It's going to be Bungarten and Taylor Kittleson and Isabel Gertis, the first three batters to face Allie Essling of the Blackjacks. Well, we are sure having fun between innings here during the commercials. Michaela Wente is playing the music over the PA system off her cell phone by the Dawson Boyd benchers. Ball 4 to Bungarden. She walks on four straight pitches. And she was playing Guns N' Roses, Axel. And even though umpires were getting into it, they're rocking their heads. Clint just got a good laugh out of the crowd. Here's a high pop-up by Kittleson. Kittleson out the right field, and the right fielder, Avery Peterson, hauls it in for out number one. Taylor got a hold of that one.
No, the
right.
Valley, the catcher.
One out.
Four, Isabel Gertis.
Bungarden at first after drawing the walk. Here's Isabel Gertis. Gertis, the pitch is high for a ball. I don't know if the Coach Sawatsky is thinking about running, stealing some bases or not, but because Peterson, Madison, did a fantastic job of throwing a Speedy Gibson out. There's a swing and foul back by Gertis. Claire Borstad will get a on deck for La Caparo Valley. He goes out of the home team here in game two. They took the first game 5-0 if you're just tuning in here to Q92. And Allie Essling. It's your defense. I don't think I did the defense here. Pitches high. Throw it on to first. And Bungarden gets back. Peterson behind the plate. Kate Dahl at first. Wente playing second. Hansen at short. Jorgensen at third. Ritter out and left. She's a freshman. Swinging a foul back there by number four, Isabel Gertis. Haas out in center field and Avery Peterson out in right. For Dawson Boyd, that's your defense. No score. We're in the bottom of the second. The pitch. 2-2 pitch. There goes Bungarden down to third. And so the Eagles have a runner in scoring position. We got a full count to Isabel Gertis. Big pitch coming up here for Allie Essling. In her windup, and the pitch is called strike three. Called strike three, two outs.
No batting for La Caparo Valley.
And I don't think Isabel agreed with that call. So here's Claire Borstad, her first at bat here, and she swings at the first pitch down to first base. Kate Dahl, the first baseman, fields it, runs over the first for the out. So the Eagles come up with no runs, no hits. They leave Bungarden at second.
But
and no errors. We will come back after word from our fine sponsors with the Blackjacks coming to bat here in the top of the third.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, the Blackjacks batting here in the top of the third inning to face Riley Sawatsky. It's going to be Natalia Ritter, Avery Peterson, 7, 8, 9 batters, and number 7 Ritter at the plate. Swings at that one, fouls it down the first baseline, foul. Everyone looks so comfortable in their lawn chairs. A lot of people sitting in the bleachers below us here as well, here at Prestel Field. Sawatsky delivers. Strike call to number 7, Ritter. She's just a freshman. Getting some varsity action here. Pitches into dirt for a ball. Riley Sawatsky struck out 12 Blackjacks in the first game. and threw a one-hitter. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's strike three.
Batting for the Blackjacks, the right fielder, number 18, that is Avery Peterson.
Here's Avery Peterson, the right fielder for Dawson Boyd. Here in the top of the third, pitches outside for a ball. Concession stand is open. The lowest here. I had a whiff of popcorn. Here's a swing and foul towards the bench of the Eagles. The seedings or the brackets for playoffs, section playoffs, will be released around 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. And I'll post them on our KOKP Sports Facebook page right away and my Twitter account. There's a swing and a miss for strike two by Peterson. Once again, the Eagles win this game. They'll be outright Camden Conference champions. And the pitch is called strike three. Boy, Riley's got it going here in game two.
Now batting for the Blackjacks.
Here's the number nine batter, Madeline Wente. Strikeout number five. Wente, playing second base now for the Blackjacks, pops it up, foul. Kittleson gives chase. Kittleson giving chase with a smile on her face.
She's done a couple times.
Yep. Gotta have fun. Gotta have fun when you're playing softball, right? No score here. Top of the third inning. Sawatsky in her windup in the pitch. There's a ground ball towards Kittleson. Foul again. Taylor busy over there at first base. 0-2 count. Two outs. Here's the windup in the pitch. High. Just missed. One ball, two strikes. Mavin Wente. 1-2. Swatsky's pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-2 to Wente. Good eye there by Madeline. Blackjacks have a couple of injured players. Not playing. Haley Anderson, Jorgens, and Wente. Kaylee. Ball three to Wente. So 0-2 from 0-2 to full count. Here's the pitch. Ball four. Good at bat there by Wente. She fell behind 0-2 to Sawatsky. And Riley walks her. Here's the top of the order. And Olivia Haas. The pitch. Strike call. Olivia squared around the bunt. Two outs. Can't ask for better weather than this. Comfortable up here in the press box. There's pitch number two. It's just a one ball, one strike here now to Olivia Haas, center fielder. Strike called, two strikes. 1-2 to Haas with two outs. Can hear the chatter from the fans below me. And Riley winds up in the pitch. Oh, it slipped out of her hand, rolled across the plate. Ball two. Riley has a good delivery. Here's the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out. She's three strikeouts in that inning. So no runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base for Dawson Boyd. They're in the third. The score remains 0-0 between the Eagles and the Blackjacks. We'll be right back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts.
That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, here's Maddie Matthews for La Caprile Valley batting. Her first bat today, facing Essling. And the pitch is outside for a ball. No score here in Dawson. Game number two between Dawson Boyd and La Caprile Valley. Allie Essling's pitch, swing and a miss there by Maddie. Well, the Eagles have a Maddie, and the Blackjacks have four Maddies. So Madison must have been pretty popular 16 years ago or so. Pitch is out, ball two. Matthews playing right field for La Caprile Valley. Two balls, one strike to Maddie. Allie in her windup and the delivery. Oh, called it a strike. 2-2 now to Matthews. She looks down to Coach Sawatsky. Addie Bond on deck. Here comes the 2-2 pitch to Matthews. Called strike three. One out here in the top of the third. Here's Addie Bond. Third strikeout of the game for Essling. And Addie takes the first pitch of ball. Eagles are right below me here, and they're on their bench. There's a strike called. One ball, one strike to Addie Bond, and it'll be the top of the order in Taylor Shellstead. Essling's pitch is low for ball two. Eagles took the first game, 5-0. They had six hits in the game, left eight on base. There's a strike two. Hey, we got 2-2 count on Addie Bond. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Essling. Ground ball right back to Essling, the pitcher, and easy throw to first for out number two.
Lineup here for La Caprile Valley. Now
here's Taylor.
Number six of Taylor Shellstead.
Taylor grounded out to second to Wente in her first at-bat here in game number two. Essling's pitch, ooh, almost hit her. She had to get out of the way of that one. Taylor, junior. Here's the pitch. Swing and got a, looks sound like he got a piece of it for strike two. Sun is kind of coming up behind the clouds here. One ball, one strike to Taylor Shellstead. Pops it up, left field, base hit. Base hit for Taylor Shellstead. Out the left field. There's your first hit of the game for La Caprile Valley.
Now batting for La Caprile Valley, the center fielder.
There's Riley Lund. I named Riley the Neonito Subway player of the game in game one. And the pitch down low. The Shellstead's going down the second. She slides in the second. The throw not in time. So Taylor in scoring position for La Caprile Valley. Here in the third, bottom of the third. Shellstead at second. There is two outs. Lund at the plate. Pitch is down low. Taylor was way off after the pitch. Now she gets back. Riley Lund had knee surgery last, I believe, last summer. Missed the volleyball season and got back on the basketball court. There's a fly ball right field. It's going to drop in there for a base hit. Comes around. Shellstead will score. And Lund picks up another RBI. Now she goes to second base. RBI by Riley Lund scoring Shellstead. And the Eagles lead 1-0. All this happening on two outs. Here's Sawatsky. Ground ball right back to Allie. Essling, the pitcher, she throws over to Dahl, and there's your third out. On one pitch to Sawatsky. One run on two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll take a commercial break. The Eagles lead 1-0. You're listening to La Caprile Valley and Dawson Boyd softball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Boys ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
We're back here in the fourth. The top of the fourth inning, the Blackjacks batting. Eagles lead 1-0 after a RBI single by Riley Lund, scoring Taylor Shelstead for the first run of the ball game here in game number two. Swatsky continuing her warm-up pitches here. She's going to face the 2, 3, and 4 batters for Dawson Boyd. Maddie Hansen, Allie Essling, and Maddie Peterson, the first three batters. Here's the homecoming queen.
Game number two. Number five, that's Madison Hansen.
Maddie Hansen, who's playing shortstop here in game two. She was at second base. Ooh, the pitch by Riley got away from her and sailed it over everyone's head. Yeah, Maddie played second base in the first game, played a great, I don't know how many putouts she had, but without an error, she just scooped everything up over there at second base. Ball two to Hansen, Essling on deck. Getting a little cool out now. There's a windup in the pitch. Strike called. Number five, Riley Swatsky. Riley was the MVP in the Camden Conference last year. Swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Inner windup, here's a 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck her out.
Now batting for the Blackjacks, the pitcher for game number two, number 13, that is Allie Essling.
One out, strikeout number 7 here in the fourth. Here's Allie Essling, the pitcher for Dawson Boyd, takes the first pitch of ball. Well, the varsity track team, Lacapral Valley, Dawson Boyd, of course, combined in track. They were at the conference meet in Tracy today. Swinging the foul back there by Essling. Tennis team was in Osakis, taking on Morris. Baseball, Lacapral Valley baseball team, they were in at RTR for a big game. Swing and foul back. Of course, Lacapral Valley unable to play at Madison Memorial Baseball Field because of the damage from the windstorm. Actually, 1 week ago, right now. Yep. That week went fast. There's a pitch and a tie. So I'm not quite sure where they're going to play their home games that they have remaining. A swing and a miss for strike three. Allie went down hard on that one.
No batting.
Back-to-back strikeouts by Swatsky. Here's Maddie Peterson, the catcher. She struck out in the second inning. Riley delivers, and it's in the dirt. Ball one. Sun is shining now as it's beginning to set. Scotty Ireland up here doing the PA, killing wasps. Pitches a strike. Scotty found a wasp can up here in the press box. Very old, but it still works. Here's a ground ball. Hit the bond at second. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for Swatsky and the Eagles. The Blackjacks come up with no runs, with no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So we're going to go to the bottom of the fourth. Eagles lead the Blackjacks 1-0. We'll be back with more softball from Prestall Fields right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
1-0, Lacapral Valley leading Dawson. Boyd. And we're in the bottom of the fourth inning. Eagles will be batting here. They won the first game 5-0. And I got to thank McKaylee Wente for playing the music here. Can you hear it in the background? It's loud, and I love her song choices she's playing. Riley Swatsky's even down there dancing on the bench with the music. We're ready to go here, bottom of the fourth. Eagle bench up. Yelling and cheering on Tori Bungarden, who will bat facing Essling. The pitch is away for a ball. Ellie's given up two hits here in the game. That was last inning to Riley Lund and Taylor Shelstead. Here's the pitch to Bungarden. It's high for ball two. Tori, walked in the second inning. Here's the next pitch. It's outside. If you're with us in the first inning, Tori drew a walk, went to first. She was rounding first to go to second, and she paused. She kind of came to a quick stop, didn't commit herself to go to second, and she was called out on that. I got the explanation from Coach Sawatsky between games what happened there, and Coach Sawatsky will talk about that in the post-game show. There's a fly ball. Left field by Bungarden, and the shortstop can't make the catch. That's Hanson. Madison Maddy, tough catch, tough attempt there, just running back at shortstop, and it went off her glove.
Now batting for Lacapral Valley, first baseman, number 10 of Taylor.
That's a hit there, I think. That was a tough play. Here's Taylor Kittleson. It hit her. Hits batsman.
No batting.
Just like that, the Eagles get runners on first and second.
The catcher, number four.
And here's Isabel Curtis. Curtis at the plate. Facing Allie Essling, the pitcher here in game two. Bunts it up in the air and foul. Peterson giving chase, trying to catch the ball. Eagles scored a run in the third inning. That was on the RBI single by Riley Lund. And they lead 1-0 over Dawson Boyd. We are in the bottom of the fourth. The game's moving along quickly. There's a pitch away, high and away for ball one. Bungarden at second, Kittleson at first. Taylor was hit by a pitch. Bungarden, here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by number four, Isabel Gertis, the catcher for the Eagles. Well, we know for sure Lacapral Valley will be hosting the first round of the sections on Tuesday. Not quite sure what times or who yet. We'll find that out tomorrow morning. And we'll pass that information along to you, or you can go on the Minnesota State High School League website and find all the brackets there. One ball, two strikes now to Gertis. Essling delivers. Pop foul out of play. He'd throw to first base side. And nobody was injured there. A lot of people in their lawn chairs down there. 1-2 to Gertis here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch inside for ball two. Bungarden has to scurry back to second. Torrio's way off the bag. 2-2 count to Gertis. On deck, Claire Borstedt. Pop foul. Oh, I thought it was coming at me here in the press box. It would have cleared the fence. Count remains 2-2 to Gertis. Isabel does a nice job behind the plate all season long. I've always said catching his swing. Ooh, falls right off the mask of the blackjack catcher, Peterson. Rattled her head there. Home plate umpires ask her, Peterson, if she's okay. She is. Tough girl. Tough catchers, Gertis and Peterson. The pitch. High. We got a full count to Gertis. Full count to Gertis. Runners on first and second for La Caprile Valley. And there's ball four, and the bases are loaded. Yep. Here's Claire Borstead.
Left fielder number 8 of Claire Borstead.
Claire Borstead batting. Big opportunity here for Borstead with the bases loaded and nobody out. Allie delivers. It's low for a ball. Allie Essling in the circle for the Blackjacks. Borstead at the plate. Matthews on deck. Claire grounded out to the first baseman, Kate Dahl, her only at bat. Swing and a miss. Chased a high fastball there. Essling brought that one. Good speed there. One ball, one strike to Claire Borstead. Here's the pitch. And gets by the catcher, Peterson. And here comes Bungarden. She slides in the home. And she's safe. And it's 2-0, La Caprile Valley. And Kittleson goes to third, Gertis to second on the wild pitch. 2-0. 2 balls, 1 strike, the home plate umpire says to Claire Borstead. Runners on second and third now for the Eagles. Here's the pitch. Pop foul right over my head. Count is 2-2 to Borstead, the left fielder. Essling delivers, swing and a miss. And gets by Peterson, but, foul ball. Got a piece of it, okay. Allie's really bringing the heat here in the fourth. We're in the bottom of the fourth, 2-0, Eagles leading, but they're threatening with runners on second and third. There's nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice stop by Peterson. Kittleson stays at third. And it's ball 3-2. We got a full count to Borstead. Eagle players standing up, cheering against the fence. Below me here. Big pitch here for Allie. Takes a deep breath, and she's ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. Big pitch there for Essling. One out as Borstead goes down swinging. And it brings up Maddie Matthews, the right fielder. Maddie struck out in the third inning. She has an opportunity here to pick up a couple RBIs in the game with a base hit. One out now, and the pitch swung on and fell back. Strike one to Matthews. Here's the windup by Essling, and swung on and fall back for strike two. Strike two. We're in the bottom of the fourth here in Dawson. 2-0, La Caprile leading, Dawson Boyd. Here's the 0-2 pitch, and that's high. Good eye there by Maddie Matthews. Coach Sawatsky clapping his hands. Essling taking her time here in the circle for Dawson Boyd. Here's the one ball, two strike pitch, and that's high for ball two. Kittleson's at third base. Gertis at second for La Caprile Valley. There's just one out. 2-2 pitch coming. Here it is. Called strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts by Allie Essling, getting Borstead and Matthews. Now got a pinch run, pinch batter here. Kendall, I think.
Now batting, thank you. Number 13 of Kendall Shelstead, pinch hitting.
Kendall Shelstead, pinch hitting for Bond. Runners on second and third. Shelstead at the plate. And the pitch is low for a ball. Shelstead, our first at bat here in the game. 2-0, Lockapaw leading here in the fourth. The change up high for a ball. 2-0. Top of the order if Shelstead will get on board here. There's two outs now. Blackjacks can just need one more out. There's a strike to Kendall. Blackjacks need one more out to get out of this bit of a jam here. Trying to keep the score close. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. So Allie's one pitch away from getting back on her bench there. 2-2 count to Kendall Shelstead. Allie is in her windup, and the pitch, swing and a miss, struck her out. Oh, they got to throw the first thing to. And that's three outs. So nice job by Essling striking out the last three Eagles. So the Eagles just come up with one run on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning. The Blackjacks coming to bat, and the Eagles lead 2-0. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather, and a lot of information, plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free, and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper. The Co-op Credit Union in Canby offers its members online access to their credit union accounts 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. With Home Financial Services Virtual Branch, members can view their accounts, make a transfer, or pay their bills online, and best of all, it's all free. All savings federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA, a U.S. government agency. That's the Co-op Credit Union located in Canby.
All right. Paul Ramel back here at Prestall Fields. We got Metallica going on here at halftime. Sandman. Nice job by McKaylee Wente playing the music between innings. Best songs I've heard all season long here. She's knocking it out of the park today. All right. Got to have some music between innings.
Now batting for the
and not polka.
And the top half of the fifth inning, the first base.
All right, 2-0, Lockapaw leading. Let's see what the Blackjacks can do here in the top of the fifth inning. Kate Dahl steps into the batter's box to face Riley Sawatsky, and the first pitch from Sawatsky is a ball. Kate Dahl grounded out to second base. Addie Bond in her only at-bat in the ballgame. Swing and a miss for strike one. Thursday evening, softball here at Prestall Field. Beautiful evening. If you're just tuning in, the Eagles won the first game 5-0. There's a fly ball right field. Maddie Matthews coming in, not going to get there. And that's a base hit for Kate Dahl. Base hit for Dahl. The Blackjacks have a runner on first base. And here's the third baseman, Taylen Jorgensen. She can hit. Good ball player, Jorgensen. She drills one to left. It's deep. And it's a fair ball. Goes into the corner. And Dahl's running second to third. And it's a stand-up double for Taylen Jorgensen. And the Blackjacks, with nobody out here in the top of the fifth, down 2-0, get their first two batters on the bases. Dahl's at third, Jorgensen at second base. And here's Ritter, number 7 batter. That was a well-hit ball by Taylen Jorgensen down the left field line. And Claire Borstead gave chase. There's a strike call to number 7, Ritter. Blackjack fans making some noise. Ground ball to the right side of the field. Kielsen feels that she's going to run to first. The run's going to score. Kittleson, Ritter down to first base. And Kittleson feels that she ran to first, and now scoring was Kate Dahl from third base. And Jorgensen goes to third. It's 2-1. Lacapelle leading here, so the Blackjacks get a run here in the fifth. One out. And batting is Avery Peterson. One ball, one strike to Avery. 2-1. Blackjacks can tie it up with Jorgensen at third. Pitches high for a ball. 2-1. What a job by the Blackjacks here in the fifth. Back-to-back hits by Dahl and Jorgensen has produced a run here. There's a strike two called to Peterson. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. The pitch, ground foul back to the bench. Peterson hanging tough. Number 18, the right fielder. Guarding the plate, two balls, two strikes. Talon standing at third base, representing the tying run. Pitch in the dirt, hits the umpire, and ricochets off. Gertis chases it down. Jorgensen stays at third. Full count. Full count to Peterson. Can the Blackjacks tie it up here in the fifth? They're down 2-1. One out. Here's the pitch by Sawatsky. Called strike three. Big strikeout there for Sawatsky.
Now
two outs.
Is the Wente.
Madeline Wente will bat. Try to tie it up. Riley in the windup and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Her strike one. Well, base hit will tie it up. The Eagles and the Blackjacks tonight. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to Wente, and then it'll be the top of the order if Wente gets on with two outs. Close ball game here in Dawson tonight. Swing and a miss. There's that changeup. Riley knows when to throw that changeup. Well, here's a big pitch. Two strikes, two outs. Runner on third. Called strike three. And Sawatsky strikes out the last two batters. But Dawson Boyd comes up with one run, two hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. It's 2-1 Eagles, with the Eagles coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll take a break and be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
Sports also brought to you by Wolfschlager Excavating for septic tank installation, ditch cleaning, land clearing, CRP tree removal, basements, footings, and skid loader work. Give Chris a call at Wolfschlager Excavating, 320-841-1074. That's 320-841-1074 for Wolfschlager Excavating.
Welcome back to Presto Fields, 2-1, Lacapelle Valley. Hey, we got AC/DC between innings here. Thunderstruck.
Final score from tennis tonight.
Hey, Lacapelle Valley Dawson Boyd tennis team beat Osakis 5-2. So the tennis team, boys tennis team picks up a win. I think they were in Morris, taking out a stake. We got a great softball game going on here. Eagles leading 2-1. Top of the order for the Eagles here in the bottom of the fifth. Facing alley, S lane. First pitch to Shelstead is high for a ball. Eagles took the first game 5-0. It was 3-0, but then they scored 2 in the 7th. Next pitch is high to Shelstead. Taylor got a base hit and then came around the score, and Riley Lund single to right in the third inning. Pitches outside for ball 3. 3-0 to Shelstead. Riley Lund on deck. Can't get over how nice it is out. My kind of weather. 3-0 pitch. Ball 4. Eagles get their leadoff batter on base. Taylor Shelstead trots down to first base. Here's the center fielder, Riley Lund.
This is Riley Lund.
Riley got an RBI. In the last inning, here's the pitch. Outside, there goes Shelstead down to second. And she doesn't slide that time. And the throw not in time. Stolen base there for Taylor. Lund, that was a ball thrown to Lund. Here's Esselene Fitz, squaring around the butt, pulls it back, Shelstead down to third. She steals third base. So, big run sitting there at third base. With the score 2-1 here in the bottom of the fifth. Lund, inner windup, in the pitch. It's high and away for a ball. Riley had come away. There's nobody out. Just got to make contact. Here's the pitch. Oh, a strike called. And now ball's thrown out over the pitcher's head, and that's going to allow Shelstead to score. Peterson just trying to throw the ball back to the pitcher. Esselin just sailed over her head. And that's a live ball. And so Shelstead comes in to score. 3-1 to Lund. Pitch is high for ball 4. So I'm guessing Sawatsky, Coach Sawatsky, will have Riley steal.
This is Riley Sawatsky.
And here's Riley Sawatsky at the plate. Nobody out here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 the score now. Pitch gets away from the catcher, and Lund will go down to second base. Blackjacks having a tough start to the inning here with an error. And here's the pitch by Esselin. Swing and a miss. Boy, Riley almost swung out of her shoes there. 1-1 to Sawatsky. Bungarden on deck. 3-1 the score. Strike right down the middle. 2 strikes to Sawatsky. Lund standing on second base here in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch popped up mile high. The shortstop, Hansen, hauls it in. One out.
Now batting.
Here's Torrey.
The third baseman, number 9, Torrey Bungarden.
Torrey Bungarden batting with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Esselin in her windup, and the pitch is high for a ball. Lund still at second base. Eagles have one run in here. Shelstead scoring on an error from third base. Here's the pitch by Esselin, and there's a shot to short. Hansen catches it, and Lund alertly goes back to second. Could have been a double play there. Ball's hit right to short to Hansen off Bungarden's bat.
Number 10, this is Taylor Kimmelson.
And as Hansen, Maddie was catching the ball and almost ran into Lund, and Riley quickly turned around and went back to second. Here's Kittleson. Pitches a ball. 2 outs now in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 to score. The Eagles scored a run in the third, a run in the fourth, and now a run in the fifth. And the pitch from Esselin in the dirt, and Lund's going to go to third. Here's the throw, not in time. Goes out in the left field. Lund will score. 4-1. Peterson, the catcher, trying to throw it a third after the pass ball. And went to the left side. Coach Wente is calling time.
Don't forget, folks, come on in.
So Coach Wente out to talk to the infield and her pitcher. So a couple errors here in the inning have hurt the Blackjacks, and now the score is 4-1. And the conference is over by Coach Wente. He's back to the bench, and here's Taylor Kittleson. Taylor's flied out to right and then was hit by a pitch last inning. Kittleson steps into the batter's box with nobody on base, and the pitch is a strike. Nice throw there by Essling. Four to one the score with two outs in the bottom of the fifth here in Dawson. There's a foul ball. Oh, nice catch by a young fellow sitting on the picnic table there. Kittleson, two strikes on her. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Taylor will be swinging with anything close here. She does. Pops it up in foul territory. Essling and Peterson giving chase. Lacaparo baseball team, they're in action. And Tyler, for Ruthin, maybe they play the baseball in Ruthin, I think. Playing RTR. Try to get an update score on that if I can. Two outs, Essling. Two strikes on Kittleson. Swing and a miss, struck her out. That'll end the inning. But Lacaparo Valley comes up with two runs on no hits, two Blackjack errors, and nobody left on base. We're going to go to the top of the sixth inning. It's 4-1, Lacaparo Valley over Dawson Boyd. We'll take a break. You're listening to Eagle Softball right here on 92.1 FM, KOQP.
My head started hurting really bad. We drove to CCM Health. The minute they got me through the door, my heart quit. I went in full cardiac arrest. A few days later, I got to go home. And I started my rehab at CCM Health. The staff there is just unbelievable. I can do anything anyone else can. They really know how to build you back up at CCM Health. They got me to where I could live my life.
CCM Health. Live your life. CCMHealthMN.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Check out TuftyAuto.com. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent. A real person who lives right in my community who I can rely on to help keep my farm covered no matter what.
Stop in and visit with Carrie Harding from Southwest Insurance Services. Her office is located in the First Security Bank of Canby.
All right, welcome back to Prestall Fields here in Dawson. 4-1, and Olivia Haas, the first batter, first pitch, hit by a pitch. Olivia, right on the hip. That had hurt. So the Blackjacks get their leadoff batter on.
Number five, Madison Hansen.
And here's Madison Hansen. She has struck out twice in the ballgame. Well, the Eagles now lead 4-1 here in the sixth. A bunt in front of home plate. And Bungarden fields it, throws the first. And Hansen gets the job done with the sacrifice bunt, allowing Haas the second. One out. Nice job by Bungarden charging in there. Well, got an update for Lacaparo Valley baseball going into the fifth. There's a ground ball. Essling hits the Bungarden to third, to throw to first, out number two. And on the play, Olivia Haas goes to third. So there's two quick outs. Bungarden with both putouts here at third base. Here's Maddie Peterson. RTR leading Lacaparo Valley going into the fifth inning, 6-5. How about that? Close game down there. And we got a tight one here, too. We are in the sixth. Oh, there's a pitch to Peterson, and that's a ball. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Blackjacks with a runner on third. That's Olivia Haas. Swing and a miss for strike one. Acapral Valley will be playing KMS on Saturday, state-ranked KMS. I believe that game will be played in Rosen. Not 100% sure on that. Pitch is high for a ball. 3-1 to Maddie Peterson, the catcher for the Blackjacks. Haas at third base. Here's the windup, the pitch by Swat. Oh, it hits her in the leg. So this inning, Swatsky's hit two Blackjacks.
Time called
as Coach Swatsky comes out to talk with his daughter and the infield. 4-1 the score, and Coach Kelly going to have a pinch runner, number four.
Pinch running for Dawson Boyd is number four of Madison Seltzer.
Maddie Seltzer is running for Peterson. Coach Swatsky done with the conference in the circle there. So, here's a situation with two outs here in the top of the sixth. Blackjacks have runners on the corners.
Kate Dahl
at the plate can make things happen here. Let's see. Pitch is down low for a ball. Two outs. Seltzer at first, Haas at third for Dawson Boyd. Next pitch is a ball to Kate Dahl. Taylen Jorgensen on deck. Taylen had a big hit. Kate Dahl had a big hit. Last at bat, she pops that one up, foul, out of play.
Heads up.
Goes to the roof. Oh, I could have catch that one. Dang. Rolling off the roof next to me here. Two balls, one strike to Kate Dahl. Big at bat in this ball game. And she hits one. To Bond at second. She makes the catch. Addie Bond in shallow right field for the third out. So the Eagles get out of a jam there. So no runs. No hits. No errors. And they leave two on base. We'll go to the bottom of the sixth. Eagles lead 4-1. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
One, Lacaparral Valley leading Dawson Boyd. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. The Eagles going to send up Isabel Gertis, Claire Borsted, Maddie Matthews, and Addie Bond.
Now pitching is number six, Olivia Haas. And
got a little change up here.
Is Maddie Peterson playing center field.
So Maddie Peterson goes out to center, and Olivia Haas is behind the plate. So they just switched positions there. Olivia catching now, and Peterson out in center. Well, we're in the bottom of the sixth, and the Eagles have a 4-1 lead. And here's the catcher, Isabel Gertis. She struck out in the second and walked in the fourth. Essling, wind up in the pitch, is high for a ball. Interesting games here, especially game one. Yep. And the pitch is high. Eagles come in, came into the game 16-2, and Dawson Boyd was what, 2-12, 2-15, and boy, it was very competitive. Blackjacks not playing like their record. 3-0, the pitch, strike called right down the middle. Nice pitch by Essling. He's a good pitcher. Curtis, 3-1. Pitches outside for ball 4. So the Eagles get their leadoff batter on base.
Now batting for lack of foul,
here's number eight,
Claire Borsted,
the left fielder. Claire is grounded out to Kate Dahl at first, and then struck out her last at bat. There's a swing and foul back. Looks like the JV game is done for game 2. Essling in her windup and the pitch outside for a ball to number 8, Borsted. Maddie Mathis. No, that's not Maddie. That's Ayanna Gibson on deck. Ayanna Gibson will be batting next. Defense ready for the Blackjacks, and the pitch is popped up in the infield. Wente, the second baseman, calling for it, makes the catch. One out. So Borsted pops out the second.
Number 14, this is Ayanna
Gibson. Pinch hitting for Maddie Matthews. Runner on first. That's Curtis. Gibson steps up to the plate. Eagles lead 4-1. She squares around Munt, pulls it back. Curtis on her way to second. Here's the throw. Oh, safe. That was very close. Curtis slides head first in the second base bag. Beautiful throw by Olivia Haas. Right on the money. And that was a close play at second. So Curtis, like she got her uniform pretty dirty, going head first. There's a ground ball to second. Wente fields it. Throws to first for the second out. And on the play, Curtis goes to third. So we got, I believe Addie Bond is batting. Yep.
Number 3 of Addie Bond.
Addie Bond is batting. Her first at bat in this game. Kendall Shellstead batted for her last inning. She hits that one. Ooh, foul right between Coach Tanner Peach and Kate Dahl, the first baseman. Well, the Blackjacks, the Eagles trying to tack on another run here in the bottom of the, or in the sixth inning here, leading 4-1. Here's the pitch. Bond pops it up, foul territory, and drops in there. Olivia giving chase. Olivia Haas does everything. Pitches, catches, plays center field.
Shortstop.
Yeah. Shortstop. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Change up. Missed and goes by the catcher Haas. And then Curtis will come in and score the fifth run for Lacapaul Valley here in the bottom of the sixth. I'm pretty sure a lot of the runs here, most of the runs have been on wild pitches. That was the second. Here's a ground ball. Hit the Hansen at short. Throws the first, and they just get Bond for the third out. So that will end the inning, and we're going to go to the top of the seventh. Blackjacks need some runs. They're down 5-1. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com. Also brought to you by Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, where they carry a complete line of Baldwin filters for ag, auto, construction, and truck. Baldwin filters clean better, last longer, and hold 25% more dirt, and they're available at Midwest Truck Parts, located right on Highway 212 in Dawson, or call 320-769-4337.
All right, here we are in the seventh inning in game 2. We'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Talk with some of the coaches. The sun is shining brightly right now at Prestall Field here in Dawson. Appreciate you tuning in to Q92 tonight. And we got Welcome to the Jungle. All right. Blackjacks need some runs. They need four to tie, five to win. Eagles trying to win this game, and they'll be Camden Conference champions.
Now batting for Dawson Boyd here.
Here we go.
Top half of the seventh.
Taylen Jorgensen.
The baseman, number 21, Taylen Jorgensen.
Start out here. The home plate umpire getting ready. Eagles three outs away from a victory here. Victory number 18. There's a shot down the first baseline. Foul, and base umpire Clint Schiller. Terrible attempt at trying to field that by Clint. Had to give him a little grief. In between innings and one of the songs, he was rocking it. He had the... He was, yeah, he's got the long beard there, Clint does, and he was rocking it out there. Listen, jamming to the music between innings. Good when the umpires can have fun too, right? Taylen. Two strikes on her. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. Zawatsky pitched the whole game in game one, threw a one-hitter, actually. In this game, she's given up two hits. Change up, strike three. Net. Wow. Six.
Now, Maddie, number seven left in there. Maddie, our hitter.
Six. Eight. Ten. That was the 11th strikeout. Here's Ritter batting. One out. And the pitch. Swung on, fall back. Natalia Ritter, the ninth grader. 5-1, La Caprile Valley leading here in the seventh inning. Boy, the sun gets under the cloud. The temperature drops pretty good. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Ritter. Chop foul for strike two. Once again, we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Two strikes. Riley, inner windup and the pitch. Change up, strike three. And she throws that change up well. Sound like a broken record, but you got to watch it.
Now
it's just unbelievable.
Boy, the right fielder,
probably the
18,
best changeup I've ever seen a softball pitcher throw. Two outs here in the seventh. Pitches down low for a ball. Number Avery Peterson batting, right? Avery Peterson at the plate. 1-0 count. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one. Eagles, Sawatsky. Inner windup and the pitch. Ooh, that missed for ball two. 2-1. The Avery Peterson. Blackjacks and Eagles tonight here in Dawson. Pitches high. Gets away from Gertis. 3-1 to Peterson. Wente on deck. I believe it's Wente. Yep. Three balls, one strike to Avery Peterson, the right fielder for the Blackjacks. Two outs. Eagles out, one out away from picking up their 18th win. Swing and a miss. Well, we're one pitch away. It's a full count with two outs. Eagles lead 5-1. We're in the top of the seventh. Sawatsky with a full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck her out. And that will end the game. The Eagles win it 5-1. And they are Camden Conference champions. How about that? The Eagles are Camden Conference champions. And they are got a team going into the playoffs. Nice job by the Eagles. And you got to give hats off to the Blackjacks. Take hats off to Dawson Boyd.
Good night, everybody.
They played the Eagles tough. We'll take a break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Whitty and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your print, garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Look them up at Golden Harvest Corn, NK brand soybeans, or call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Ryan reminds everyone to always stay safe. Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, Mineota. Do you need electrical wiring done? Give Jesse Myers of Myers Electric in Appleton a call today. Jesse does large and small projects, commercial, industrial, and residential electric service available. Jesse stands behind all his work, and service is what Myers Electric in Appleton is all about. Call Myers Electric today at 320-226-7447. That's Myers Electric, Appleton.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
And sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome back to Prestall Fields here in Dawson. The La Caprile Valley Eagles are Camden Conference champions as they sweep the Blackjacks 5-0 in the first game and 5-1 in the second game. Line scores in the second game, 5 runs on 3 hits and no errors, 4 left on base. Dawson Boyd, 1 run on 2 hits, 3 errors, and they left 4 on base. Got to give hats off to the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. They played the Eagles tough. The Eagles picking up their 18th win of the season. Our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game in Game 2. I'm going to give it to Riley Lund. She had the RBI hit in the third inning, and she did fantastic once again, so she gets Player of the Game on the sweep for La Caprile Valley. And we'll talk with head coach Scott Sawatsky here in a little bit. And I'll see if I can get Riley's attention here. They're going to go take some pictures. Anyway, excuse me. We'll talk with Coach Sawatsky here in a little bit. Oh, they're going to take some pictures. So, anyway, La Caprile Valley, the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, they're going to host Ortonville tomorrow here in Dawson at last regular season game. And as I mentioned, we will know who the brackets and who will play who. We know La Caprile Valley will be hosting And on Tuesday, brackets will come out tomorrow, and we'll know who goes where for section playoffs. As the section playoffs begin, of course, the later section games will be held in Marshall. And you can hear all the section games here on Q92 starting Tuesday. Riley Sawatsky did a fantastic job. First game, she struck out 12 blackjacks. In the second game, she struck out 13. And so Riley's always in double figures there. And so parents are taking team pictures of the Eagles as they are this year's Camden Conference champions. And pretty exciting. And Coach Sawatsky's clapping his hands. And we'll see if... they're pretty excited. And Coach Sawatsky is going to come up here in a little bit, and we'll visit. And we'll want to visit with Riley, with Riley Lund as well. And see if we can get it right. Lund. And we'll get Riley Lund up here and maybe visit with her. We got Coach Sawatsky climbing the ladder up here. Climbing the ladder. We'll get Coach Sawatsky on here. Congratulations, Camden Conference champions.
Thanks, Paul.
What'd you tell the girls there in the huddle after the game?
Well, just I'm proud of them. You know, sometimes winning doesn't come easy, and today was a little bit of a grind. Our bats weren't as hot as they have been all season, so we had to fight for it. Riley wasn't maybe as sharp as she's been in the circle, but still was very effective.
Yep.
And but defensively, we made some plays, and I think one of the things that probably stands out the most about this team is when I went out and visited. I think it was the sixth inning. Riley was a little flustered, and Addie, another senior captain, just steps up and says, "Hey, don't worry, we've got you. The defense has got you." So that's just. Signifies a strong team right now, and they have each other's back.
Okay.
So, very proud of them.
All right, yeah. Riley had 12 strikeouts in the first game and, what, about 13 in the second game, so she's in double figures again on strikeouts.
maybe better than I'm giving her credit for, I guess.
Yeah.
But I didn't think she was as sharp as she's been, but that's maybe me just being a little hard on her.
Hey, you got to give credit to Dawson Boyd. You know,
they
play tough.
They have some nice stuff. I don't know how old these girls are, but both of their pitchers were strong. I thought they made some great plays in the field. There have been some really nice strides that program has made. So they're dangerous, for sure.
Yeah, they got some good pitchers in Haas and Essling, right?
Yes, they do. I was very impressed.
Yep. Well, what you got next?
Well, now it's tournament time. So seeding comes out tomorrow, or seeding takes place tomorrow by 9 a.m., so I really don't know who we have at this point. But we will host at Lacaparo Valley. So that is
that's
exciting. Our fans get one more chance to come see us play at home. So.
Okay, awesome. What's it feel like your first year coaching your Camden Conference champions?
Well, I'll be honest. I stand out there and wave my arms around and pretend I'm giving signs, and then just let the girls do the work. And you know, when you've got athletes like we have and talented kids like we have, it's really on them. So this is all of their efforts.
Well, we're going to talk with Riley Lund here. I named her player of the game twice.
I mean,
she had her RBIs, some key hits at key times.
It doesn't surprise me, because that's kind of happened all season long for her. So she's been clutch. That's why she's in our two spot, and plus a solid defender. So I think that's a quality choice.
All right. Well, good luck to you in the playoffs. We'll be out there Tuesday. And
thanks, Paul.
Hey, I want to thank you for the cap.
Absolutely. You know, it looks really good on you.
Does it look sharp?
I just feel bad that it took us that long to get it on your head. So it looks really good on you.
Awesome. Well, let's take some pictures here then with the cap.
All right.
Got to do that. Why don't you get it to Riley? We'll talk to Riley. Thanks. Riley Lund, the Neon Needle Subway player of the game. Congratulations, Riley.
Thank you.
What's it feel like to be Camden Conference champions?
It's exciting.
Is it?
2 years in a row now.
Oh, it's 2 years in a row.
Yeah, we won it last year, too.
Okay, good. Well, I didn't realize that. Okay. talk about your first game. You had a RBI at the right time.
I don't know. I just kind of got lucky, I guess.
Yeah. I know you're recovering from knee surgery. How's the knee doing?
It's fine. I struggle with it sometimes. Okay. I get some pain, but I deal with it.
And you're out there playing.
Yep.
So, game two, you had another RBI.
That was
fun, huh?
Yeah, it was very fun.
What's the team feeling right now?
Very excited. We're going to the Rusty Duck after this.
Oh, you are?
Celebrate, yeah.
I might join you.
Sure, you're welcome.
Okay. All right, I know.